The views and opinions of the hosts and guests of this program are of their own and not a reflection of Milwaukee Black Media or 1017 The Truth. Good afternoon, Milwaukee. You're tuned in to the lunch break on 1017 The Truth, where everything is an option on the menu.
And one thing about me, I'm a tough cookie, but I know what I can't do. And I'm not suffering. All right. I fought my whole life. I'm all right.
Excuse me, Cletus. Hop over this, man.
Yeah, I wasn't doing it. So I was like, I'm not paying $1,000 to sleep on somebody's couch.
Grab your lunch, hit send on that email, and get ready for the best hour of your day.
My way of thinking is that the parents do all they can, but once the kids leave out that door, whatever have you, they make their own decisions. I don't care if you're 9 or 99, it's still your decision about the situations that you get involved yourself in.
We talking about taxpaying citizens. Look into their taxes. Look into this. We talking about elected officials doing backdoor deals, and somehow she still want to blame immigrants. That's what we talking about right now. We following the money, and you still want to blame black people and immigrants and welfare and all of these things for policies and backdoor deals that put poor people in worse position.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the 3rd Street Market Hall.
Like you said, they want to pad their pockets, but they need a reason to push things through. And I guess the low-hanging fruit is, okay, well, this is a problem, right? Y'all want to fix the problem, and they just hope nobody looks into it like, wait, when did food trucks become an issue?
Here are your hosts, Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon.
What up, what up, what up, Milwaukee? What up, what up? Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. You are now punched in on your lunch break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. Man, DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound. How y'all feeling? How y'all feeling? How y'all feeling? Today is a day. What a day yesterday it was. What a day yesterday it was. We got a jam-packed show today. We're going to be talking about the election, of course. We're going to be talking about what's next for Wisconsin. We're going to talk about a lot of the things that went on in the election. Then we have some local news we'll get into. Then we also have an interview today with my fellow Riverside Tiger coach Erica in the building will be joining us, and we're going to be talking about investments and all types of stuff. And she got something she's been cooking up for y'all, and we're going to share some of that with y'all on the lunch break. So stay tuned for some of that. And what else I got for y'all today? Let me just pull it up real quick. We want to talk about what's next for Black Milwaukee. Yesterday we talked about the power of the black vote. We also got into a conversation of not letting our zip code or area code dictate our circumstances or how far we could grow in this country and society and Milwaukee or whatever the case may be. But please, please, please follow us on YouTube, follow us on Instagram, follow us on all social media platforms. The YouTube is 101.7 The Truth. You could catch us live on there as well. 833-212-1017 is the number to dial. 833-212-1017 is the number to dial. You could also text that number. You could text that number if you cannot call, but we love to hear from you as well. So 833-212-1017, that is the number to dial. Shouts out to folks that's in the chat if you're just joining us. Henry said, great day indeed. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Making history today and every day. I'm gonna be cool today. We got some family in the building, so I'm gonna keep it calm today, man. How y'all feeling, man? Make sure y'all call in. We got Jazz Tyler on the line already. What is going on? Jazz, how you feeling?
What's up, Ray?
What's up with you, Jazz? What's happening?
Look, first, I want to say I am a fan of the Lunch Break Show. I mean that genuinely. But also, I just wanted to give you a shout-out on all the work you did during this campaign season. And every campaign season, I don't think a lot of people understand what goes into it, especially when it comes to door knocking and all of that stuff. So you were a huge instrument in making this happen, and that needs to be recognized. Also, to your point about the politics when it comes to the governor's race, any event or win, because I don't like to say if, when, probably when. I think another point we should focus on is who's going to fill that seat for the Milwaukee County Executive, as a Milwaukee County Executive. So I just kind of wanted to throw those 2 cents in there and then give you a shout-out as well.
Oh, man, you know I got my ideas of who I want to see in that seat, but I'll hold off. I don't want to jump the broom too soon. But I got my ideas, though. You know what? I might share it. Why not?
Yeah, you gotta start planning what that looks like, you know. But that's all I wanted, man. Shout out to y'all. Keep doing y'all thing. I'm listening.
Man, appreciate it, Jazz. And love what you're doing with the Tap In as well, man. Continue to be a powerful voice for the young people and everyone as well in the city of Milwaukee, Jazz. So, you know, we love you. We got your back. And prayers to you and the Shakur family. I know this is a hard time for you all as that case is happening live right now. So keeping y'all in our prayers up here at the Truth family. Oh, she already, you already, Brother Z be quick on the draw. He's like, somebody say bye to, then bye. Man, shouts out to Aaron. Aaron, what it do? Jasmine West, what it do? What it do? What it do? What it do? Man, we going to have a good time. Eric, Coach, how you feeling, Coach?
I'm good. How are you?
Man, I feel good. I feel good, man. But I want to know how you feeling today.
I know you're good. No, it's good. It's nice to be back in this seat. I haven't sat in front of a mic, since February. So it's a good transition back, getting warmed up, ready for what's to come.
So let's get into it. So if you just joining us, y'all, we have Coach Erica. I know her as Erica from Riverside University.
Class of 2005.
There you go. Now, see, I was 02, but, you know, she's still a Tiger. So we was there. We was getting it in. But she will be starting. We will be bringing back On the Journey with Coach Erica, right?
Yes.
And that would be on the 101.7 The Truth family. So the show will focus on building wealth through real estate and investments, providing practical financial insights, highlighting opportunities for aspiring and experienced investors, and featuring conversations with experts who are making an impact in business and real estate. So tell us about that real quick. Then we want to get into what the journey is about.
Yes, no, it really has been a journey. So On the Journey with Coach Erica was inspired truly just by my journey. I reference the journey a lot. I personally, I'm a real estate investor amongst many other things that I do as far as public speaking. I'm a published author, social worker by profession. The list goes on, but the show is all about highlighting everything when it comes to real estate mindset and money. Mm-hmm. So it's an opportunity for me to be able to share my personal experiences throughout my journey with real estate. I am very open about my financial failures as well as my real estate experience in the hopes that that will reach the people that it needs to reach and mm-hmm. give them some perspective on things and know how to go about real estate in reference to their journey. And I also believe it applies in other areas as well. It doesn't necessarily have to be with real estate. It could just be any venture that you're on. And then I also like to bring on guests on the show to highlight, because I don't think we do enough to highlight the people, there's so many people in the city of Milwaukee that are doing wonderful things, mm-hmm. That are really out here doing it and making it happen and have a lot of going for themselves. Mm-hmm. So I really like to bring emphasis on those individuals to really show and highlight what they're doing and also bring their perspective, their experience as well mm-hmm. on the journey. Mm-hmm.
So you've done this before. So
I have. You're
bringing it back. This is
bringing it back.
Season 3, 5. What season we
so
on?
So we just going to call it season 1.
Okay,
but
okay,
season
okay,
1
okay.
of 2026. Season but no, this is not new for me.
Right.
And actually prior to being on 101.7, shout out to Sayer, I was actually on Hitting Hard Radio prior to this.
Okay,
so
okay.
On the Journey actually started there a few years ago.
Shout out to Eluzar and them out there at Hitting Hard Radio, man. Our Southside compadres making mm-hmm. things happen. So give the people an example of some of the guests you had in the past so they could get an idea of what type of energy you'll be bringing.
Yep. So it's going to be very informative. So if you are looking, again, to get perspective, to get insight, it's, you know, we can all Google, right? Or the mm-hmm. new thing, ChatGPT, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody can do that. But I always like to say there's a difference when you can bring experience. Mm. I bring experience. I've been in real estate for over 20 years. I was got into real estate 1 year out of high school. So this is not new for me. I've been doing this a very long time. I have a lot of different experience. You'll never hear me say that I know it all, but I bring a lot of experience. So I bring a variety. Anywhere possibly you may, you know, in the past we've had brokers. We've had realtors, we've had other investors that, you know, are just in the game bringing their perspective. We've had credit experts, we've had financial experts, we've had bankers, we've mm-hmm. had so many people.
Yeah.
The list goes on because there's so much that ties into it when you just talk about real estate mindset and money. There's a lot you can cover. So there's going to be a lot that we're going to cover. It's going to be a lot of energy, a lot of perspective, a lot of knowledge.
Yes.
And I would encourage you to tap in and tune in. You don't want to miss what's to come.
You do not want to miss what's to come. But so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Coach Erica. We're talking about the journey and what's to come when we come back on the other side.
Don't go anywhere.
What up, y'all? Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. You were punched in on your lunch break with Ray Nitty, maybe Shannon. On the lunch break, the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound. We got Coach Erica in the building. She will be bringing something new. Well, she's been here before. It's new, but she fresh this year. Fresh for the year. A fresh batch. Of On the Journey with Coach Erica. Shannon, how you feeling, man?
Yeah. I'm feeling great. I'm super excited to learn more about Coach Erica and her journey.
Yeah, we got into, you know, she was able to share with us about what the show is going to be like and the type of interviews and topics that she'll be talking about. And right now we are getting it. Well, I'm sorry, if you're just joining us. Truthlessness listeners, we are talking with Coach Erica. 833-212-1017. That is a number to dial. See, Shannon, when you ain't, you know, I'll be off with you feel me? I need
the housekeeping.
You feel what I'm saying? We gotta be careful how we label things now too, because I don't want people to just think like Ray just got Shannon up there just
no, it's
they
a
know
team,
you run the
team,
show.
Sport.
They know Shannon the boss. I do as I'm told up here. But
whatever.
we want to get into what the journey is actually about with Coach Erica. Okay.
Yes. So for anybody that knows who I am already or follows my platform, it really has been a journey. As I mentioned the last before we went to break. My journey in real estate started at 19 years old, 1 year out of high school. That's how I learned real estate, through my own personal experience, my own personal failures. And so the journey is all about showing people that, yes, you can fail. Yes, you can make mistakes. Yes, you can have setbacks. But that does not define your future or define who you are and what you're looking to do. So the journey is about my personal experience story of where I started and where I got to and where I'm at now. And actually, the journey is still going. So it's not only about empowering, giving perspective, giving knowledge. It's about just getting people pushed forward, not to give up. Because it's so easy. I was actually just recently talking about this. It's so easy on the journey to be able to just be like, this is too hard. It's too much. It's not working out. I don't want to do it no more. Well, at that point, you got a choice. Now, yeah. In my opinion, respectfully, if you choose to stop, now you are choosing to fail. But when you pick up and keep going, that's not failure. You're moving forward on your journey because there's more to come. And the journey is a process, right? Mm-hmm. Everything is a process. It doesn't happen overnight. Success doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. It has to cook. It has to prep. All the things to get you to that point. So that's what the journey is about.
Man, and like you said, the journey is definitely a process. So I don't want to rush past the journey. Because I feel like the journey is very important, right?
Right.
And you said something that stood out about, you know, when you stop and decide not to continue. Because it's always good to pause, get a break, regather yourself.
Absolutely.
But when you choose to just stop and not move forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's when we start to let the doubt creep in our dreams and, right. and the things we're trying to do. What advice do you have for folks, right, as the coach in a field that could be very, very draining? Because, you know, in real estate, you see a lot of unseen financial issues that come up.
Absolutely. So, and I'll be the first to put it out there.
So how do you give some game, coach, for folks to, how would you tell somebody, like, keep going no matter what?
So in real estate, in particular, because we all know there's a lot of different angles to real estate as far as what you can do. Are you going to be an investor? Are you going to focus on property management? Are you going to do development? There's so many different things that you can do. My best advice, and it's going to sound very simple, but it's what it is. Don't stop. Keep going. Get the right people in your circle for that encouragement, that supports the people around you that's in the same line of work, that understand that you can have those conversations with, who can help you break down and process things. So, you know, maybe if you're experiencing a real estate deal and it's not going the way you thought it was going to go, because sometimes I'll speak to flipping. People will flip a house. You have a whole plan coming into a flip. You've done your numbers. You have everything ready to go. You got your timeline. You got your team. And guess what? Something happens that disrupts everything that you thought was going to go the way it's going to go. And now it's not going to go that way. But that's where it comes into play. Like, going to your point, take a pause.
Mm-hmm.
Now let me tap into some of my sources and let's process this. Let's process where I'm at in this process currently. What's working? What's not working? How can you pivot to make it get back on track the way you need to? And then you maneuver and you work through the process and you go from there, but you don't stop. You keep going. And I can't stress that enough. And just to bring everything full circle, when I think back to 2013, my first investment property is sold as a short sale for $15,000 cash to a real estate investor. I walked away broke, no savings, no nothing, complete loss. I had an option then to say, you know what? I'm done. But instead, I understood where I was at. I said, take my pause. And we're going to work through this. I'm going to gain everything I need to gain, and I'm not going to give up here, and I'm going to keep going, and I'm going to keep pushing forward. And that's what brought me back to 2017 on this journey. And I've been in real estate back since 2017, and I haven't looked back since. And that was a promise that I made to myself in 2013. All I needed was one property to bring me back. And when I come back with that one property, it's no stopping me. I'm not taking back steps. I'm only moving forward. And so I speak from experience. I'm not going to tell anybody that I haven't personally experienced. And that's why I can't encourage enough, even if it's not real estate, maybe it's business, maybe you working on getting your degree in college, whatever that looks like for you, advancing in your current profession, don't give up. It's always going to be obstacles. It's not going to be easy. Success is not easy. And if anybody told you it's going to be easy, that's not true. There's going to be challenges and it's going to be obstacles. But how do you maneuver? How do you pivot? How do you keep going forward when you're faced with those obstacles and challenges?
Hey, man, that's a Riverside Tiger speaking right there. I hope y'all hear it. I hope y'all hear the tiger in her. All right.
I know that's right.
Hope you listen to Sierra. Sierra went to King. You see how Erica laughed at that? We find it so funny, people that went to that school. Shannon, what you got, man? I know you got some questions.
Yeah. So we talked about keep inspired, keep going, and just don't give up. What keeps you inspired and what keeps you going, basically?
That's a great question. For me, it's about legacy. That's what keeps me going. I look at the bigger picture of what am I trying to accomplish. A lot of times, you know, you wake up, people think it's about me. It's not about me. It's never been about me. So when I, you know, I process my why. Why am I doing everything that I'm doing? Why do I put the work in every day? Why do I keep going when the challenges get hard, when I could just be like, I'm done with this. I don't want to do this no more. Today is the day I stop. Mm-hmm. I think about what is my why? What's the bigger picture for Coach Erica? The bigger picture for me is my nephews, my nieces, my family, people that I don't even know, complete strangers, because the work starts with us as individuals. Everybody has the opportunity to be a cycle breaker. Everybody has the opportunity to be a game changer. The question is, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want to see it? And for me personally, I want to see change. I don't want my generations ahead to struggle. I don't want them to lack financial literacy. I want mm-hmm. them to understand from the start how to manage money, you know, back to the basics. So in short, it's the why. It's the change for my family and the future for me. Creating legacy.
I know we got a break coming up, but Shannon got one more before break. I think we got like 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes before break. But go ahead, Shannon.
Yeah, so before we go on to break, I did want to ask, you're obviously a leader and you're a coach. Did you have that when you were on your come up, or is there somebody that inspired you to come into this?
So honestly, to make it real quick and short before break, this is why it's called a journey. It's so many hats and things that I'm doing now, Shannon, that honestly came and was birthed as part of what I like to call this journey to success. Initially, when I started out, like I said, I didn't aspire to be a real estate investor. It kind of just happened. I went with it, didn't do well at it, came back to it. And when I came back, everything just started aligning. That's how you got Coach Erica. That's how you got Coach Erica, you know, pushing and working with people on their journey to success. That then birthed into Coach Erica publishing 2 books. That then birthed into Coach Erica is now a public speaker. That then birthed into Coach Erica is now being casted on TV stations, which we can talk about that later. Yay. That's coming out this fall. But that has birthed into so many different things. And that's why I cannot stress enough, keep going on your journey to success. You will be amazed of what comes out of that.
Man, y'all, don't go anywhere, y'all. Shouts out to everybody on the YouTube. We got a lot of people in the chat. Jasmine West, Aaron is him, Emil. Shouts out to everybody. Everybody happy today, man. Everybody happy in the chat. E, somebody said K-House. Jasmine said K-House. It's all good. We got a cousin that went to King. We got a cousin that went to King, man. But don't go anywhere, y'all. When we come back, we'll be talking more with Coach Erica about her community impact. And you got something coming up August 15th, so we want to talk about that
Saturday
as well. So don't go anywhere, y'all. We'll be right back on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't go anywhere.
What up, y'all? Welcome back. You are now punched in on your lunch break with Ray Nitty, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z, holding us down on the production and sound. Man, if you just joining us, we got Coach Erica in studio with us talking about the journey and on the journey with Coach Erica. She got something coming up, y'all. She will be having a show on 101.7 The Truth. She said this is season one.
Episode of 2026.
So, but she ain't new to this. She truth to this. You see, you like that one? You like that one, Zach?
That's right.
He said he ain't like it, man. You know, that's our toughest critic.
It was too easy of a layup.
All right, fine. But it was still like, all right, whatever. Cool. Well, we want to talk about your community impact that you have in the city. So tell us about some of the things that you have going on in the city.
So kind of going back, part of that journey to success that did birth my business, which is Odom Investments and Property Management. We are right here local in the city of Milwaukee. We are real estate investors, and we also are a property management company as well, too. But our mission at Odom Investments is we strive to provide not only affordable housing, but we do that while changing communities and bringing life back to homes. I specifically want to focus on the changing communities part. The communities is strong for me, and maybe that's because for a lot of reasons, but another hat in my career life, I'm actually a licensed social worker. Okay. So I'm really big on community. I'm really big on impact. And so one place that lays dear in my heart is working with youth. I do a lot to support youth and, you know, just everything, not just financial literacy based, but just everything to help them be the best version of them. And so this Saturday, August 15th at our office on 4011 West Capitol Drive, we are having meet and greet and support the youth. And this event is going to take the community. I can't do it alone, y'all. But what it's about is giving local youth entrepreneurs the opportunity to be highlighted, to showcase their brands. But it's deeper, and it's deeper because, yes, we want them to come. We want them to sell out. We don't want them to leave the event with any products, right? That's the goal. But the bigger picture is think about all the skill sets that they're getting. The planning behind how do you set up for your event? How do you make sure you have enough product? Are you marketing and showcasing and branding on your end outside of what we're doing for you? When you get to the event, getting yourself together, is your presentation right, right? How do you get people over to your table? How do you interact with your potential client or customer? What does that conversation look like? And especially that's important in today's world because our youth are so like, just media, right? Social media. You don't have to be a real person with social media. You could be whoever you want to be because I don't have to talk to you. I don't have to look you in the eye. I don't have to, you know, enunciate. I don't have to do any of that. But when you have that potential client, and sometimes all it takes is that one right person that can change the dynamic of your whole entire business. When that person's in front of you, is your presentation on point? Are you ready? Or do you have the sale? So It's deeper in giving them the skill set. So I'm super excited. The kids are super excited. We have eight vendors, local youth, that are going to be here showcasing their brand. So if you are available on Saturday, make sure you come support them. The event is from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. I want every youth to be sold out. And not only that, the support. We, especially in today's world, not just the city of Milwaukee, but everywhere, there's so much going on with youth, right? And we highlight a lot about the things that are going wrong. But here we have youth taking time out of their Saturday that's doing something positive, that's doing something good. So let's lean in on them and give them the recognition that they deserve.
Give that location one more time, the time and address and date.
So it's 4011 West Capitol Drive. And that is going to be this Saturday, August 15th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. You can also just Google Odom Investments. That's actually our building where our office is located at. So either or, you'll find us. We'll be there.
40th and Capitol.
There you go.
All right. 9 a.m. And it goes on till what time?
Till 12 p.m. And we will be on time. I'm a pretty efficient person. Yes. So make sure, don't come after 12. We're going to be broken down. So make sure you show up 9 a.m. Matter of fact, you can come at 8:45.
Breakdown crew if they show up late.
I was like, we starting to break down 11:45. We like, the shake machine is down.
Yes.
But
McDonald's. It's going to be an amazing event. And Ray, even outside of that, like, I don't know how much more time we got to talk about, but there's so many other things that we support, right? You know, right here with the business, we built a in-house internship program. It's called the Scale Up Journey Internship Program. So that's a program that's been going now for a little over a year and a half. That's specifically for youth ages 17 to 23. With our recent partnership this year, we've been able to now make sure not only do we have the opportunity to bring teens on who want to learn about real estate specifically. They get to come and work with us for 90 days, but now they get to get paid. So that was like a super huge thing this year. So You get the experience, but you also get compensated every week as well.
I know they like that money. For sure.
Oh, that's right. So what do you hope people take away from this event, besides the obvious, having a good time and learning a few things? When they walk away from this, what do you hope people are taking away?
One word: community. Community. We got to get back to the basics. Get back to community. Yes. Just genuine community support. You know, just showing up, being a part of something positive. It's the little things like this that I think we forget about that goes a long way. Mm-hmm. And that contributes to that part of building community. Sometimes a person can just be riding by and just the visual of the sight of community and seeing the togetherness makes an impact. So sometimes people just need to see it so they can repeat it, and it can become a norm. So just building community.
Man, I think that's super important. I think that's what I'm most proud of here on the lunch break. I think we building a real nice community.
Absolutely.
And it's like an organic from the ground up community as well. We've been putting some work in on our Facebook group.
Yes. And on your journey.
We've been trying.
You never know who you impact. You know, right?
That's true.
Everybody is watching you, even when you think they're not watching you. Trust me, I learned that. They are watching you.
Yeah. Or listening.
Or listening, right? And that's okay.
Yeah, but absolutely,
you every day are making an impact and encouraging somebody to be better, to be a better asset for their community, to be a better asset for their family and the people around them.
Yeah, 100%. So, you wear a lot of hats.
I do.
One of them say millionaire right now on it, too.
If you don't believe it, who gonna believe you? I believe it. My status is on the way. Man, it's on the countdown.
It's the same millionaire on it. You know they was getting ready to tax you, too. They was getting ready to... Hey. The millionaires, they was got a tax for people like you. Am I lying? It was on the debate. Anybody that made over $1,000,000 was going to be subject to a specific special tax.
This is why financial literacy is so important.
Man, I'm telling you.
Because there's so many levels to it.
I'm telling you, once you start, and you decide to not
and
be,
having the right people on your team.
There you go.
Like an accountant.
Yeah. There you go. I'm still looking for the right one. Right now, the wife is the best accountant I got. I can't leave it up to myself.
Look, she's the accountant, the housekeeper, the appointment keeper. Man, you gotta listen.
I mean, like, Ray, you spent $10,000 on peanut butter cookies? Like, this was 2 months.
Mandela sandwiches.
Oh my God. We'll say that. So, tell us about the hats you wear, Miss Millionaire. That's about to get taxed. I'm just speaking it into existence.
Let's talk about it. I've mentioned a few.
Entrepreneur,
speaker, published author, social worker,
property investor.
Yep, real estate investor. And most recently,
you forgot a lot.
What else I forget?
Community leader.
Mentor.
Youth advocate. Coach,
right?
Radio host.
Okay. All
right now.
Okay.
Come on now, Tiger.
All right.
I'm just making show.
But my most recent transition, which was a huge opportunity for me that I'm super excited about and I will be sharing as more information comes along when I'm on air, is I recently got casted for a TV show. So your coach, that's right, Milwaukee, I will be coming to your TV really, really soon. I just got an email probably about a week and a half ago that the episode came out of production. So I just officially gave the stamp of approval.
Oh, so you see how she led us to that? She said cast it. But the episode is already done and shot. Bruh. She ain't say all of that now.
Yes, so.
You can't tell us, Kay. You can't tell your cousin.
But this is why we talking about the journey to success.
I got you.
And if anybody was listening to what I said earlier, I said, don't stop. Keep going because you do not know what will be birthed out of your journey to success. All the things that's happening in my life now, this is not what I initially aspired out to be. These things aligned on my journey to success. And I can't even tell you what's coming next. I'm waiting to see what happens next. But in this particular case, back in May, I had the opportunity to go to Miami and be filmed for a TV station called Inside Success TV Network. So I will be on an episode called Women in Power that's going to be coming out, I'm guessing, probably sometime this fall now that I've officially approved the production. So I did get to see it. I'm excited for people to see it. So
you got the episode.
I have the episode.
Send it to us, man.
I know. I haven't even showed my family. Like, I'm like, no, I'm not showing anybody. There will be a watch party, so I'll invite y'all to that. So that's coming soon. I'm
invite your truth family.
I'm just waiting to get the details on when the episode is going to be released. But the episode, it's kind of like documentary style, so it'll give you a little bit more insight about who I am. My roots here in the city of Milwaukee. So shout out to Milwaukee, the city. We got some clips in there, by the way, but I can't give it all away. But yeah, it's going to be great. So I'm super excited about that. So that's my most recent hat, and we will see where that leads me. That's one of many to come. That's what I'll say.
Well, Truth family, thank y'all. Thank y'all. We have Coach Erica. Listeners, you can look forward to inspiring conversations, practical insights, and real community stories that will focus on education, motivation, and empowerment. And we are inviting everyone to tune in and join the journey with Coach Erica. Erica, thank you. Thank you. I'm so proud of you, of all the work that you're doing. You should have told me you was doing real estate right out of Riverside. You was being a millionaire. I'm sitting here trying to rap. Don't go anywhere, y'all. Thank y'all for joining us. Make sure y'all tune in to The Journey. This is Ray Nitti, maybe Shannon on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't go anywhere.
What up, what up, what up, what it do? Welcome back to the Lunch Break Crew. Ray Nitti, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What up with y'all, man? Shannon, how you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling great. That was a good conversation we had with Erica, man. Got me feeling like I need me a little millionaire hat. I'm working on some things, you know what I'm saying? Got me motivated.
So you can
love talking to, you know, women in motion, you know?
Yeah. Get you a hat, get you some millions, come out, move back out here so we could tax you appropriately.
Nah, y'all ain't taxing my $1,000,000.
We want that $1,000,001. Take you right back under $1,000,000 right away. Ain't that crazy? I just hit $1,000,000. You want to tax me and take me down to under $1,000,000 now.
If I hit $1,000,000, I'm going to stay at $1,000,000.
Man,
I'm gonna donate that $1 every time.
You gotta make sure it don't go over. You gotta donate like $10, so you be at like 900, whatever that number is. But
900,000. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Once you start getting to the ands and all of them other parts, that's when my math start crumbling. 833-212-1017 is the number to dial. Shannon, what it do, man? I'm trying to contain myself.
What's up? Did you tell the people where to find us? Where to join the chat? Where to have a conversation?
I did the best that I can. So
I could with the resources I had.
I mean, you spoke.
That's admirable. I spoke to the people.
I spoke, but please. Please do it as you ever so goodly do it. Goodly ain't a word, Truth Nation, by the way. So
it is a word. It's a word here on our platform.
You know.
But anywho.
Go ahead.
If you guys want to watch the conversation live on YouTube, head over to YouTube. We are at 101.7 The Truth on YouTube, where you can watch us live in studio and join the chat. We talk to the chat all the time. You guys hear us on the airwaves conversating with them. Leave a comment for us. If you want to give us a call, we are at 833-212-1017. Again, that phone number is 833-212-1017. You can also text that number if you If you look shy on live, you can always text us, but we'd rather hear your voice. Give us a call at 833-212-1017. Make sure you follow your host. We have Ray Nitti at Ray Nitti, R-A-Y-N-I-T-T-I, and Maybe Shannon. Maybe Shannon, M-A-Y-B-E-S-H-A-N-N-O-N. That's across all platforms. And don't forget to head over to Facebook and follow The Lunch Break. Join our crew. We are building a community over there a little larger than what we ever expected. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've been working over there. So join our crew, cousins. Make sure you guys hit us up on Facebook. And, yeah, give us a call.
Oh, my mama. 833-212-1017. You could call or text that number, man. Ah. I feel good, Shannon.
I bet you do.
I feel good.
I bet you do, Ray. What happened, Ray? What you feeling good about over there, Ray?
I just feel good. I feel vindicated. I feel vindicated. Anita Nicole said, according to the Webster Dictionary, goodly is a word. Look at that.
Ooh.
I thought
look,
I was.
You ain't even mean to.
I thought it was over with for the kid. We got a text. I just found how to get to these text messages, y'all. So now how do I get past this? Anywho. Yeah, man, Shannon, I feel good, man. We pulled out the victory, man.
Yeah.
That's
a true underdog story.
That's the underdog story.
Go ahead, Ray. Talk about it.
Pull up as a matter of fact. Hey, man. You know what? I'm trying to keep it cool because y'all know what we went through to get here. Y'all
man,
know what
we
went through.
But now we hear you deserve to celebrate.
Y'all know what we got. They said goodlier, goodliest. Jesus. I'm adding all types of stuff to my repertoire.
Okay.
But yeah, man, we pulled it off, man. Super proud of the homie David Crowley, man. The real MVP of this race, I have to say, hats off to Erica Crowley, another Riverside Tiger. Riverside Tigers produce some phenomenal women. That's two of them we talking about already right now. We ain't saying nobody other school didn't. I want this to go like how yesterday went. So I'm just talking about Riverside Tigers. Speaking of call, Shannon. That was pretty good on cue. Emil, we got Emil on the line. How you feeling, Emil? Talk to us.
Hey, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good, Ray. How y'all doing?
Oh, this is our attorney, Emil. This is lawyer, Emil. Whenever we got a problem, we know who to call. Hey, Shep, that's what I was going to tell you yesterday, as a matter of fact, and we didn't get to finish our conversation. That's what I was going to.
Hey, we need a sidebar.
Yeah.
anytime I'm here, you don't want to get in touch with me. You got a question, you need anything, I'm here for you. But, God, mm-hmm. I don't know if I could swear, but God damn, man.
Man.
Well, I saw you yesterday, and I really do think you deserve a very special shout out, though. And as I'm calling, actually, just, and I told you that yesterday, man, like, thank you, because you do the work, and I think you do the work with a heart for the work, just because you understand it's important, right? And, you know, because especially in the world, politics is a place where everyone's up to something, right? And there are a few people who just do it because they believe in it and they know it's the right thing to do without having their name even be on it, right? And that's something you've done for years. And I've always been an admirer and an observer, and I really appreciate that. And it's always nice to see that, you know, come through and to see good people win. So thank you, because it takes a village.
Thank you, brother. It's good to hear that, man.
Oh, that's right.
It's good to hear that. Everybody got a part to play, man. Everybody got a part to play, and I just did my part, and that's it, bro. I don't, you know, we don't do it for the acknowledgement. We don't do it for flowers or anything. We do it for the people, and we always gonna continue to put the people first. And that's what we do, man. And that's what we go hard for. But I definitely appreciate those words, Brother Emil. We got to create a segment with Brother Emil, man, where he come give us some advice, some news we could use or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We got.
Yeah. I'll be involved. I'll be your legal commentator anytime, man. You just let me know. I mean, I've been a fan of your show. I listen to you guys, and I like the space it's, you know, fits in. I think it's important to have a space like this where we could just, you know, talk plainly and talk about some real stuff. So shout out to the both of you. You guys are doing an amazing job. But I called with a thought though, because yeah, I was yesterday. You know, I was out there till about 2:45, like 2:30 a.m. I actually saw Evers leave to the back door, and I was thinking about this morning, and I'm like, there is a lot to a name, and I think it's very important that we sit back. You know, being someone of Nigerian descent, right? You know. You know, before you name a kid, it's a very important thing, right? Your name actually has to mean something, right? And I was like, that name David, and if you think about his political career, isn't, you know, because I do believe on some level people live up to their names, isn't a misnomer. Like, in most situations, he's been the underdog. And who else used to be an underdog that we know in the Bible, right?
Mm-hmm.
David. Right. And always triumphant, right? And people write them off, and people do this and people do that. Oh, it's too late. It's too this. It's too that. Do establishments, do whatever. And he just keeps coming through. And I'll tell you then, especially for those who have kids or about to have kids, really think about the names you give to your children. And, you know, I mean, yeah, you don't have, I mean, I got my regular name, but I got that. There's my middle name. You know, there's something to it, you know, and I think that I just thought it was fascinating. Like, this is a true David story in many ways in one. All right.
Yep. Absolutely, man. I agree with you 100%. It was very, very, man. Appreciate Brother Emil for calling as well. Appreciate you, bro. We will definitely be working on something to get some news we could use. We gonna find the right words for it. But he said a lot right there, Shannon. Yeah, legal commentary. Sure. That's what he said. Something like that. Yeah. But yeah, man. If y'all know the story about David and Goliath, man. If y'all know the story, you know. And we said it before on this very show, this is the real underdog story in this race. We said it.
Mm-hmm.
We said this was the real underdog story. Everything that he had to endure, Shannon. Everything everybody around him had to endure, Shannon. Not saying nobody else had to, but this is the real underdog story. Shannon, what you got before we wrap up hour one with the lunch break?
Man, I'm just, before I head out, well, we're going to come back in and we can talk more about it, but I was just, I don't know if you noticed it, but this is the most I've seen people talk about an election that wasn't one of the big ones, like a presidential election, on Facebook. And I want to get more into that. And like he said, it was just one of those things where it felt like we was watching history happen in real time. But we'll get back and talk more about that after the break. Give us a call at 833-212-1017.